interesting, aren't they? I mean, that's our future.
孩子是神的祝福，是我们的未来。
Jesus said, encourage the kids to come, and they're coming, right? It's wonderful.
耶稣说要让孩子的鼓励孩子来，他们真是，我们孩子都在这里。
Today I'd like to share a sermon about the last words of David.
今天讲到的是关于这个大卫的最后的话语。
We know that the last words of a person often can be very important.
我们知道人的最后的时刻的所讲的话会是很非常重要的。
I had a great relationship with my dad. I remember like it was yesterday meeting with him for the last time before he died.
我跟我父亲的关系很亲近，我始终记得就是他在那个临终前的那时候我们的讲话就像发生在今天一样。
He was age 68.
那是68岁。
And he had a heart condition.
他心脏不太好。
But he was, when I was talking to him, he was very aware, very able to talk.
但是当我跟他讲话的时候，他是非常的清醒。
And he said to me, Wes, or Wes, how old are you?
他跟我说Wes, 你今年多大了？
I said, I'm 37.
37岁。
And then I said to him very quickly, I said, well, how old are you?
然后他问他父亲你今年多大了？
And he said, I'm 68, and then he laughed, and he said, but I don't think I'm going to be getting much older.
他说我今年68岁，但是我不会变得更老了。
And then when we parted that day and hugged,
那天他们互相拥抱，然后他父亲就去世了。
And you have to understand that my dad was not overly affectionate. He didn't show emotion easily.
他的父亲是一个喜怒不易言表的人。
He said, Wes or Vess, I love you and I'm proud of you.
他说儿子我喜欢我爱你，我为你骄傲。
So last words can be very important.
这个人临终的言语会是非常重要的。
In summarizing or revealing a lot about a man's life.
他把一个人的这个生活能够总结出来，也能体现出来。
If you would open your Bibles to 2 Samuel 23, we have the last words of David.
我们如果打开圣经到撒母耳记下第23章，我们看那个大卫的遗言。
David the shepherd, the last words of David who was a shepherd.
大卫做一个shepherd, 牧羊人的一个遗言。
David who was a great warrior, he killed the bear and the lion.
作为一个大卫这样一位勇士的这样的遗言。
He slew Goliath the Philistine.
他打死狮子打死这个哥利亚。
He defeated the enemies of God living in the land.
他打败了神的敌人。
He was God's anointed.
他是神所高的。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是明白神心意的人。
He was King David.
他是大卫王。
Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是这个耶稣主耶稣的祖先。
He wrote so many beautiful psalms expressing his love for God.
他写了很多的这个美好的诗篇来颂赞神。
He established the kingdom of Israel from Jerusalem all the way to Syria and all the way to Egypt.
他从耶路撒冷一直到埃及到叙利亚建立了神的国。
And now his time has come.
那他的时刻到了，最后的时刻到了。
To receive his reward, to die.
从接受神给他的这个奖赏，他现在就说他要离去了。
And in in 2 Samuel 23, it says in verse 1, these are the last words of David.
撒母耳记下第23章的第一句话就是以下是大卫末了的话。
son of Jesse,
耶西的儿子,
a man exalted by the Most High,
大卫得居高位,
a man anointed by the God of Jacob,
是雅各神所高的,
Israel's singer of the songs or the Psalms,
做以色列的美歌者,
and now he begins speaking about his integrity.
那他开始在想他的他的人生他的
He says, first of all, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me.
他说神的灵通过对着我说。
It says in verse 5, is not my house right with the Lord?
在第五节里他说我家在神面前并非如此。
Did not God make an everlasting covenant with my family?
神却与我永远立永远的约。
Will he not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire?
这约凡事坚稳，关于我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？
And then as men often do, he began to recount some of the stories from his life.
当一个人临终的时候，他常常要想起他一生中的各种各样的故事。
And of course, what came to his mind immediately were his closest friends, his advisors.
那当时大卫想到的就是他曾最最亲密的朋友们。
There were a total of 37 mighty men.
在大卫的一生中一共有37位勇士。
These men also were warriors.
这些勇士都是很勇猛的这个战士。
We know that soccer or football is a team sport.
我们知道这个打这个橄榄球或者足球都是一个的一个团队的这样一个运动。
War is a team effort.
这个战争更是一个团队的这样一个工作。
And these men had lived their life together to defeat the enemies of God in battle.
这些人在一生中都是在一起紧密战斗来战胜敌人。
David included, they all were the type that were itching for a fight.
他们都是这个他们这些人都是说这个喜欢战斗的这些勇士。
In a modern expression, we would say they were the Green Berets. They were those that were the Navy SEALs, those that were the most excellent warriors.
那在今天的话他们就是那些那个特战队员就像那个绿贝雷帽这种部队中这个特别特战的这种
And we learn a lot in these three or four or five stories that begin this recounting of the battles.
我们在下面的四五个故事中来知道他们的故事。
So in verse 8 it says, these are the names of David's mighty men.
那么在第八节开始讲大卫勇士的名字记在下面。
He begins...with those of the 37 that he was closest to.
他最先讲到他37个人中他最亲密的几个人。
You know, Jesus had the inner three, the three that were closest to him, the three disciples.
那么耶稣也有在他的门徒中他有三个门徒他是最亲密的。
One of the three leaders of the 37's name was Joseph Bathsheba of Techmanite.
这个其中第一个人呢是这个他哥门人约瑟巴舍。
Now, remember this is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit because it sounds almost unbelievable.
这个当然大卫说的话是圣灵耶和华的灵借着他说的所以现在听起来有些可能有些就是超出想象。
Joseph was the chief of the three. He raised his spear against 800 men whom he killed in one encounter.
这个约瑟巴舍是 军长的统领，他一时击杀了800人。
Now, what we know from that is that with one spear, that was hand-to-hand combat.
当时他们用的是这个用这个标枪，在这个战争中用的是面对面的这样标枪来打仗。
You know, the men of the army learn hand-to-hand combat.
他们打仗是就是肉搏战，面对面的。
My son-in-law recently, who was trained in Germany as a soldier and learned hand-to-hand combat, he was attacked by a man at the University of Connecticut.
他在讲他女婿的故事。他女婿是在德国受训的一个军人啊，他知道这个肉搏受训过，这个在肉搏战上得过训练，但这次他在这个被我们这个康州大学的一个人来攻击。
This man who attacked my son-in-law Stefan made a fatal mistake.
那么这个人呢，那个就在攻击他的时候，实际上他犯了一个致命的错误。
Stefan warned him, "Don't do this. I don't want to hurt you."
他女婿事先跟这个人说，警告说，你不要这样做，因为我不想伤害你。
And the man pressed in to assault him.
那个人但是不听劝告，就是。继续来侮辱他。
With one well-placed blow, he stopped the man dead in his tracks. Not dead, literally, but he stopped him.
他就是一出手就把那个人给打昏过去了。
Josheb was that type of man.
这里说的约瑟巴设就是那种人。
He knew how to do hand-to-hand combat.
他知道怎样这个。面对面的肉搏。
He did not care what the odds were because God was on his side.
他不必去计较这个胜出的几率有多少，因为他知道神是在他的一边。
Story number two.
第二个故事。
Verse 9, next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahoite.
那第二个故事讲的是亚和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒。
He was with David when David and Eleazar taunted the Philistines.
他跟大卫在一起，当大卫是迎战这个非利士人。
Now there were so many of them that the other men had retreated. The men of Israel had retreated.
当时非利士人很多，所以以色列人有些人都往后撤了。
You can almost envision David and Eleazar back to back.
你可以想象这个大卫和这个以利亚撒背靠背站着。
Ready to take on the Philistines.
这个准备击杀非利士人。
He stood his ground and he struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword.
他站在地里就像一直击杀非利士人。一直到他那个手臂疲乏，手粘住刀把。
Now we can't imagine what that's like.
这个很难想象。
But I have personally seen with my uncle, who was very strong, when he was clinging to a rafter in a barn, how difficult it is to pry a man's fingers off of what he's holding on to tightly.
他在想象，就是他的叔叔是一个很强壮的人，他在这个谷仓里工作的时候，他这个手就是抓着东西放不开。
Next to him, the third in line was Shammah, like Shammah the whale, but Shammah, that's his name.
那么另一个讲的是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙马。
Shammah, verse 12, took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought a great victory.
那么他就站在一个长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑，但沙马却站在田间击杀非利士人，大获全胜。
And then David's mind went to some incredibly intimate moments that he shared with these warriors.
然后这个就是大卫想过这些之后，他就想到另一个场景。
And he tells this incredible story of a time that he and his mighty men were in the cave of Adullam.
他就想到当时他和他的勇士们在这个亚杜兰洞的时候。
This cave is located about 10 miles from Jerusalem.
这个岩洞呢是离耶路撒冷大约有10英里这么远。
Approximately 17 miles from Bethlehem.
离这个伯利恒大约有17英里。
David and his men are hiding in the cave for this reason. Saul wants to kill them all.
当时扫罗在追杀他们，想把他们都杀死，所以大卫和他的这个随从都藏在这个洞里。
Now David and his men were not afraid.
他们并不害怕。
But David said, I will not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed.
这个但是大卫之所以躲藏，是因为他不愿意对这个神被神受神膏的这样的一个王下手。
So having been pursued, having everyone in all of Israel looking for David so that Saul's men could kill him, these men, under that pressure, were hiding in a cave.
那么所以他就被扫罗追杀，因为他不愿意下手，所以就一直在在被追杀，在躲藏，所以他们这时候就藏在这个山洞里面。
And I'm sure there was a lack of water at times and a lack of food, and perhaps they had to sneak out at night to get food and water for the men. It was a difficult time.
可以想象当时洞里既没有食物也没有水，是一个非常艰难的时候。他们要想吃的话，恐怕需要晚上出去偷偷溜出去来取食物和水。
And David is in a moment of reflection and perhaps fatigue. He's talking to himself and he says, oh, if I could only have some water from the well at the gate in Bethlehem, it would be so refreshing to me physically, emotionally, spiritually, just to have a taste of that sweet liquid, that incredibly refreshing water from that well.
这个大卫当时应该是很疲倦，他当时对自己自言自语说，就说如果要是能喝这个伯利恒门前的这个井水，那该有多好，该多么甘甜。
Now he wasn't saying this for anyone other than himself.
他并没有向其他任何人说，只是在自己在表达，在自言自语讲他的一个愿望。
But these three mighty men, this inner circle of men that would be close to David in that intimate moment, overheard what he said.
但是这个这三个人，就是他身边最亲密的三位勇士，听到了大卫的这个自言自语。
Now I have said to many, many, many times to Jill, who is my closest friend, I've said to her, sweetheart, I would do anything for you.
他在讲他就是
wife, my wife. Yes.
他在跟他的太太说，就是说我愿意为你做任何事情。
And I would, and I did, and I have, and she's done the same for me.
那么他确实也做过这样的事情，而且他的太太也为他做过这样的事情。
And these three men gathered together outside of the boss or David's earshot, and they talked.
那这三个人当听到大卫的这个自言自语以后，他们私下才商量。
And they said, did you hear what David, what the boss said? He's just longing for a drink of water.
他们说，你听到大卫说什么了吗？他就是想喝那里的水。
These men had already covenanted together together establish the kingdom and give their life in the process.
那这些人是为这个大卫是真是舍命的勇士，他们在这个一直在这个建立这个王国的过程中，真是一直为在他卖力卖命。
And they made their plan of how they were going to get him that canteen of water.
那么现在他们在计划着怎么样来就是来让大卫得到这一口水。
10 miles to Jerusalem.
到耶路撒冷要有十英里远。
7 miles to Bethlehem.
到这个伯利恒有刚才是17英里。
The garrison of troops, it was nothing for them. Hundreds of Philistine troops stationed around Bethlehem.
这个中间住满了这个非利士人，但是他们就是不把这个当回事。
With canteen in hand, they fought through the troops to get to the well.
他们就拿着水壶，这一路杀出去，杀到水井旁。
I'm sure it raised an uproar, and more Philistines were coming, and two of them were fighting off the Philistines, and one of them was holding the canteen and getting the water from the well.
他们就这样，这个三个人出去，有的人在打仗，有的人就是来保护着这个水壶，来把这个水取回来。
And then they fought their way back out through now what would be scores and even hundreds of men that were wanting to kill these three men.
当他们取了水再杀回来的时候，那可能要遇到更多的这非利士人想来把他们杀死。
Without spilling a drop of water, they brought it.To King David.
但呢，他们就是一路杀出血路，最后把这个水，这一壶水带回到这个大卫王面前。
And they gave it to him.
他们把这个水交给大卫。
But David refused to drink it.
但是大卫拒绝饮用这个水。
Here's what the scriptures say that David said.Far be it from me, verse 17, far be it from me, O Lord, to do this, he said, is not the blood of men who went at risk of their lives, is it not the blood of men who went at risk of their lives, and David would not drink it.
这个大卫不肯喝这个水，他将水祭奠在耶和华面前，说耶和华，这三人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般。我断不敢喝。
This warrior, this man of integrity, would not drink that water because the men had risked their life for him.
大卫是因为这些人是真是冒着生命危险为他打来的水，他不肯喝，这显示是大卫的他的人格的这个完整性。
And that was against the covenant that they had made with God.
这跟他
That was not the same. That was not acting faithfully to the covenant that they had together made with God. Because the covenant they had made with God was that they would give their lives for God.
因为这样做的话，他是跟他们当时向神立的约是不一样的，因为。他们是在一起曾经发誓他们要做是为了神而做而不是为了人而做。
He didn't want them fighting for him. He wanted them to be fighting with him for God.
大卫不肯喝这个水因为他不想他的人为他而打仗而是让他手下的人为了神而打仗。
So he took the effort of the men, the water,The water represented the effort of the men, and he poured it out in thanksgiving to God.
他把这个水就把它洒在地上作为这个对神的祭奠。
It wasn't that he was unthankful. He was thankful, but he wanted all the glory and the honor and the effort and their lives to be given for God and not for him.
他其实对这件事是充满感激，但是他更想让这些人就把这个。把这个感谢献在神面前。
What integrity?
这就是他显示大卫的这个人格完整性。
No wonder those men followed him.
所以他身边有这样多的这个勇士来追逐他，追随他。
There are more stories that are here in the chapter.But we don't have time.
这个本章里还有很多其他的故事。
But it is interesting to note that the Holy Spirit makes sure that the names of all 37 men are recorded in this chapter.
那么圣灵就是圣灵的工作就是说让这所有这37个人当年追随大卫的37个勇士他们的名字都在这一章里出现。
I'm reminded of the New Testament text, greater love has this than no man that he laid down his life for his friend. These men laid down their life for Jehovah.
这个 他就 讲起这个圣经里新约里的 一段话对不起我这个没有马上对上这个但是他就讲这个这些人把他们的爱都献给耶和华。
And the Holy Spirit wanted their history to be a part of the history of David and the history of the kingdom of God. He wanted their names included.
圣灵就是让这些人的各自的历史变成为大卫的历史的一部分，也变成这个以色列这个王国的历史的一部分。
And so in verse 36, we just read some of the men.Egal, we don't know them, of course. Son of Nathan, son of Zobah, son of Hagri.
讲到这个三十六节的时候就念到几个名字。索巴人拿单的儿子以甲加德人巴尼。
Verse 37, there's Zalek, the Ammonite.
三十七节讲到亚门人喜乐比路人拿哈莱
Verse 38 there's Ira or Ira the Hithite
三十八讲到以帖人以拉以帖人加利
Then there's Garib the Hithite
加利最后讲到赫人乌利亚
And then in verse 38, there is Uriah, the Hittite.
最后是讲到有赫人乌利亚。
Uriah.
提到乌利亚这个名字。
And all of a sudden, in the midst of a glorious story,
突然间在这个一个充满荣耀的这种这个故事情节里面
There is the reality of this man's humanness and his flesh and his sin this man called David
出现这个乌利亚的名字就是充分显示这个大卫他也是一个人他是也是一个肉体做成的人
Uriah one of the 37 one of the inner circle
乌利亚是这个大卫身边这个三十七位勇士之一，是他这个最亲密的这个追随者。
As close as family，
是他的这个跟他关系最近的人之一。
And we all know the story。
我们都知道大卫对乌利亚做了些什么。
And without going into great detail, we've got to ask ourselves, okay?The Spirit of God wrote this. What is it saying to me?
那么我们就不再重复这个当时乌利亚的这个故事，但是圣灵把乌利亚的名字在这里写出来，那么就说要告诉我们什么呢
？And I've thought about that. I've thought a lot about that.
牧师在这方面想了很多。
Just a couple of applications, a couple of obvious.Applications.
那么有一些这个很明显的这一种日常的应用。
The first is the first thought that came into my mind.
那么第一个
about this passage was, "Let him who thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall."
那个就是说，让这个自以为时刻站得很稳的人，要思考会不会。跌倒。
In David and his fallenness, in my heart, in my fallenness, there is the possibility of betrayal.
在这个一个人的这个性格当中，他也有一种被就是背叛的这种可能性。
There is the reality of sin, the potential of sin, the reality of sin in my life, that let him who thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall, that I could betray my own family through my sin.
就说这个在现实中有一种这个罪恶的这种现实的体现，就是像大卫这样一个刚强的一个完人，几乎是一个就是完美的人但是他也是就是说一个站立得住的人，但是也会摔倒。那么我们作为一个正常的人，也有可能在生活中来背叛我们的，做出背叛的事情，比如背叛我们的家庭。
The second thought that came into my mind was this.
第二点。
He needed his Jonathan. David needed his Jonathan.
第二点是这个大卫需要他的这个约拿丹，约拿丹也就是大卫的儿子。
He had, even in his victories, moved out of that intimate relationship with these 37, and Jonathan was gone, and he was alone on the balcony, and he had not gone to war with these men. He had isolated himself, and in that isolation, there was the temptation and the terrible possibility of his own betrayal of these men that were willing to give their life, their blood for him.
当这些勇士，他身周围的勇士帮着他冒死帮着他这个成立打下这个王国以后，当他不再跟他们一起并肩战斗，而且当他的这个儿子约拿丹也出去战斗不在他身边的时候，那么大卫他自己的这个内心深处的这个弱点，就是他开始背叛包括他跟他当时一起浴血奋战的这个弟兄们。
The danger of isolation, the need every day for accountability in a covenant of friendship with a Jonathan or one of the mighty men.
这个他sorry, can you repeat?
There is the need, I have the need every day for the accountability of friendship for a Jonathan.For someone to be with me, and I cannot isolate myself.
就是说这个在我们的在他的生命中有这样一个需求，他必须有这个 Jonathan 或者有他这个当时同生死共患难的朋友在他身边，他不可以就是说自己这个自己独立于他们。
The third thing that came to my mind is forgiveness.
第三件事情就是他想到的，就是说关于恕罪。
Do you remember David's first words in Psalm 23?
当我们是大家是不是记得这个诗篇23篇里面第一句话
?Verse 5, Is not my house right with God?
他在讲刚这是二十三对不起，这是撒母耳记23，我想他说撒母耳记23这个第五节，在我家里，我家在神面前并非如此。
With the Lord there is forgiveness and restoration.
神却永远立约，跟神在一起，神有这个赦罪。
Thank you Jesus.
主，我们感谢你
for this honest revelation and evaluation of a man's life.
为这样一个诚实的这样一个对一个人的生命的这样一个评价，我们献上感谢。
Perhaps I will never be a Green Beret type of warrior like David.
也许我永远不会成为一个像大卫这样的一个特种兵那样的一种战士。
But I can be a repentant sinner like David.
但我却可以做一个悔改知道悔改的罪人。
And experience your grace and forgiveness.
在你里面体验这个你的恩典和你的宽恕。
Amen.
Amen.